This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Seth, congratulations on that is the cup, as the way I see it.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
I think that pretty much kind of answers your question with regards to their mindset for moving forward on with your podcast. I don't think they would be having you over there, you know, taking a picture of something this coveted if they weren't going to have Block Party next year.
Well,
hosted by you.
I don't know. They told me that. I mean, they knew that I wanted to kind of touch the cup, and I think because of COVID issues right now, they're not really letting a lot of people touch it.
A lot of cup touchers?
Yeah, outside of the players, so they had to ask if I could touch it, but they told me when I was leaving that they're talking content really soon. So I've just heard that a couple of times. I mean, I feel good about being in the mix next year, but...
Next year, didn't the season start like in 2 weeks?
No, yeah, they're saying January 1.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. So they'll probably have training camp soon, but...
God, the guys are going to get like 3 weeks off.
I know.
It was just a year-long project. Like, I got out of radio to almost do something like this. And this was, you know, this started at a coffee shop with a retired player and, you know, people in the front office of the Lightning. And, you know, it ended up with, a year-long deal. And I get to hug the Stanley Cup, so
most people
cool.
That quit radio the way you quit radio.
Right.
And, like, you know, they say, okay, I'm out of here because this place sucks and this place doesn't do what I want to do.
Right.
Nobody really ever gets to go do what they said they wanted to do when they quit.
Right.
You know, most
right.
of the time, you have to settle for some nonsense, right?
Like,
You actually laid it all out and got your toe back into radio the way you wanted to do it. But when you left, I remember listening to the Drew Garabo show. You're like, I want to concentrate on podcasting. I like to do more with the Lightning, blah, 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 blah. And all that blah, blah worked out.
Yep, you're damn right it did.
So I don't want to hear you bummed out, Willie. I want to hear you a little blippy pep in my step.
Well,
green card.
Blippy!
Green card, bitch.
It was a good, you know.
Yeah, give me a green card, bitch.
Yesterday was a turnaround, so.
We should permanently super glue that green card on your forehead.
Yep.
Like, so it wouldn't come off.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now.
It's very cool, and I appreciate all the people that are actually happy for me. You know, I could tell people are genuinely happy that I got to, you know, hang
Dan
out with
said,
the cup yesterday.
Dan didn't look at the cup. Dan said your breasts look good. That's
so
what Dan
well,
sized up.
I mean,
Dan was sizing your silky milk.
I know that I'm not in tip top shape right now, but I also don't care just because it's just.
I disagree. I think that it's hard to look good in jeans if you're a little bit heavy, and with that twisted torso deal you got going on, you look pretty good. A little bit of trap development. I can see a little left delt on you.
Everybody stands.
5 o'clock scruff.
Everybody has this thing where they stand next to the cup, and I just wanted to sit down next to it on the stage. So.
I wish you would have mounted it. I wish you had like it was doing a reverse cowgirl on you.
Listen,
I reverse cowgirled the cup.
I'm definitely afraid of the people that I still work for with the Lightning, and they were all watching. So I just wanted to try to.
How many pics did you get? Like, was it a photo session or was it just a quick snap deal?
Well, they did. He took a couple, and then I was like, "Hey, can you take some without my sunglasses in case I feel like I look like a douche?" So I got a couple.
I think the torso twist with the left side dealt Willie and the right hand Pat deal.
Yeah, I feel good about that.
Over the 76 Canadians, I think that would have been good.
I feel good.
Where the 76 Canadians are, is the way I figure it.
And then
I don't even know if the Canadians won in 76.
No, I don't think so. Phoebe.
Oh, this was probably a panty dropper for you.
It definitely wasn't, but she got the picture framed and stuff and brought it to me.
I heard that you're trying to find how you can make wallpaper out of a particular picture. This is going to be in your office.
Do you not want to hang this up somewhere? I mean, I feel like this is right next to, should just be next to Dan Diaco's picture.
I think this should be right next to Janessa in 25 when you walk in the studio.
Well, you said you were looking for more pictures to hang in the hallway, you know, and it's like the hallway's filled with you and Manson. Like,
actually, but you know what? I'm taking all those down and I was going to, you know, see if somebody wanted them, but I'm going to use those now to do some of my artwork because they're already stretched canvas.
Are you just going
to
paint over them?
Yeah, you just lay like a little bit of a primer. You lay like a gray primer down, and that, you know, covers up what the picture is, and then you start. And those are about, you know, $30 or $40.
I'm sure. Yeah,
for one of
canvas.
Those.
Yeah.
If you go down to Blix or whatever.
You like building a mosque over a defeated old church.
That's not quite how I was going to put it, Danny. But
he's making some sense, though.
So anyway, go to our Instagram if you like. It's at the Bubba Army, and the very first picture is Seth Kushner with the Stanley Cup.
Thank
you.
Seth, what about a mic drop? You quit last fall or whenever the hell you quit. When was your quit?
My last day was September 4th.
You quit September 4th, and a fiscal year later, you have this. You're taking pictures with the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, and not on like a jobber radio station tour where they're taking it, you know, to radio stations and all their partners and stuff like that. Like a one-off.
Speaking of which one are they bringing it here?
Yeah, no doubt.
Probably closer to the season.
I probably should I get a hold of my guy Jim and see if I could get it up here?
Sure.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Seth says no because it'll water down his cup pick.
No, it's fine.
If Anna gets to hold the cup, who knows nothing about hockey and doesn't care, Seth Kushner quits.
I won't touch it.
I can imagine this phone call. Spongio, call me. Hello. Hey, Baba, not for nothing, but I think Anna getting to take a picture of the cup really waters down my co-hostingness. Does it make me feel exclusive and special anymore? So I quit.
If Anna,
she could take a picture with it. She has to have a floating hand. She must not touch the cup.
Yeah, don't. Yeah. As long as there's no touching, she can hover hand over
in
the
fact,
cup.
If the
it's
cup,
not a puppy's nipple.
If the cup does make it to here, I'm not going to let everybody take a picture of it. Just because.
Wow.
Thanks, Munch. We appreciate that.
I'm only going to take a picture of those that support the Lightning and know something about sports.
Sponge, you can just use your contact to go meet the cup yourself, you know?
Just go over there?
Yeah, just like tell Jim Menino, be like, hey, you know, when's it going to be there? Give me the down. That's what happened. They were doing a voting deal at Amalie yesterday, and if you voted, then you got to take a picture like the Stanley Cup was on a stage.
You got to take a picture by the stage, by the cup.
No. Like, there was on the stage, like, in the middle of the stage. Then there was, like, a barrier, like a guardrail. And then you got to take a picture behind the guardrail, like, 10 feet from the stage.
What did they put, a little wall of plexiglass
No, it was just there. It was just there. And so you were, like, 20 feet away from the cup. And then when the public left, they were like, all right, go ahead and get up there. So
now that some old bag from Carrollwood got a picture with it, we'll let you take a picture with it, too.
Well, you know, I felt... Well, they let... You know, everybody's taking the picture.
They don't get to touch the cup like you
do.
They
don't get to touch it, and it's still... It means a lot to them. It was cool to see people so happy to take, like, their kids and all that up there.
Isn't that 38 pounds or 35 pounds?
I think 35 pounds, yeah.
So they drive it around in something like the Popemobile so you can see it and not touch it?
They should drive it around the streets of Tampa with these big megaphones, and it's in a Popemobile, all pristine.
Yeah, it'd be perfect.
And they got guys on the side of it like they do the president. Remember when the... In Daily Plaza, the the Secret Service all jumped on like some running boards.
Yep.
They put running boards on it, so they have armed guards.
They might, kind of cool. Because despite the fact that the players have all kind of had it, they haven't had their official day. Like, every player, coach, staff member gets one official day, 24 hours, with the cup.
Hasn't this cup been in pools and down ski slopes?
Yeah, and it's been everywhere, everywhere.
The stories about the cup, yeah. So, but the NHL is not happy with the way that the Ray J celebration went down, so that's why there's got to be a little protocol.
Wah.
They were not.
Hedman drank a beer out of the cup.
It was like they went through all these safety protocols for the bubble, and all of a sudden they get out of the bubble, and it's there's 15,000 people drinking from the cup.
What do they expect?
Well, I know.
What do they expect?
I don't think the Lightning were too worried about it. They just want to make sure that they follow the rules from here on out.
All right, so on our Instagram, you'll see a picture of Seth with his man breasts looking quite svelte, I might, in a torso twist deal.
I try not to look at it. Nobody really pointed it out to me yesterday, thankfully. I just want to take in the moment of me with the cup and just look at my face and not the rest of my dad bod.
Oh, go back. Yeah, you're gonna do craziest.
This is Blitz.
That's cool.
With his beautiful video.
Boy, get high and watch that. I watched that all day yesterday.
That was so cool.
It's unbelievable.
I can send you the full 15-minute one if you like.
Oh, it's 15? Oh, jeez. I don't have enough mushrooms for that.
I just sent you a small clip to put on Instagram.
That's cool, right, Sponge? You like that?
That's the best.
You're mad because you want that. You want that for the show, right?
Yeah,
it is for the show.
Yeah, whatever.
I didn't post it anywhere. It's on our Instagram.
This is the top 10 Stanley Cup celebrations. A guy from the 99 Dallas Stars threw it off a balcony.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Jeez.
Yeah. Mario Lemieux in 91 sank it in a pool.
Man. The 04 team took it in a pool also, so the whole team.
Red Kelly in 64. Dude. Son had an accident on it.
Yep.
What?
In it.
He duked in it.
In it.
In it.
That's what happens when you put kids in it, man.
Dump in the cup.
Ed, somebody from the 94 Rangers, took it to the Kentucky Derby. Peter Fosberg from the Avalanche leaves Cup North America. What?
The Cup leaves North America.
Take it
to Europe?
He took it to Sweden. Claude Lemieux. Is that Mario Lemieux's? I don't know.
No.
took it to Howard Stern. Did you see that?
How dare he?
That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's...
Oh, man, we would get in there, took it to Bubba the Love Sponge. Maybe not. Some guy from the 57 Montreal Canadiens chipped his tooth on it. What was he?
Drinking out of it?
Maybe.
He said teeth on it, though.
Colorado Avalanche used it for a baptism. Mark Messier took it to a strip club. That's okay. The best, with strippers all over it, with the jugs.
That's the stats.
Yeah,
it says it got damaged during that, too.
Oh, it did?
The damage and cracked in several places and required repairs.
They were probably sitting on it.
I wonder if Mark Messier had to pay for the repairs, because isn't that all sterling silver? It doesn't... Who makes it? Does Tiffany's make it?
I don't know. There was no logo on it. It wasn't like the Golden Diamond Source Cup or anything.
International Diamond Center?
Yeah, I didn't see. I should have looked closer.
You know,
it was made by G.R. Collins and Company in England.
Is that who continues to... Now, Seth was telling me, and by the way, the number one cup celebration was Patrick Kane, and the 10 Blackhawks took it to under... Took it under the Niagara Falls.
By the way, a lot of guys won't even talk about what they did with the cup because it gets so raunchy. So
really?
I learned that from the block party this year because I interviewed a lot of guys from the 04 team. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, we took it around our hometown and did a parade and stuff. I mean, some especially guys from Canada take it to their hometown because it's a huge deal.
You know that every player that's married or has a girlfriend has her bent over the cup. You know that.
But
that's
that can't be comfortable.
But what's the first? Okay, Seth.
Those silky milk aids aren't going to feel good.
You got to do it, though.
I mean, that's the first. That's how us men validate something is by mating. And when you mate on something, then it's locked in.
I validate the cup by having sex over it.
I got to tell you.
If you had a big girl, she could dent it. How do you go back and say, hey, listen, there's a big dent because.
Nipple dent.
Yeah. What was that, Seth?
I look at the cup and I go, I'd like to take, you know, think to have a sip of thick water out of it. I don't go, I'd like to bend over my woman, because I don't know what woman really, I mean, I guess
Hold
a woman would like to get
you're
bent over
goddamn,
the family.
You're a goddamn liar because...
I got know, no, I got
you're
no...
You're a liar. You're a liar because if you were to be really, really honest with yourself, if you could bend your wife over that cup and blast her, you would love to do that. That represents everything in life you like. Sex and hockey. And the light, and you're celebrating your favorite team's victory while you being a part of their broadcast team. You're a goddamn liar because Phoebe Silky Milky brushing against the 97, you know, Avalanche would have been exactly what you wanted. You're a liar.
I have to agree with Sponge on this one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything. I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. Thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. Thenewdealshop.com. Promo code Bubba. If I had a significant other and I was part of the broadcast team of the Lightning and I got to have the cup for one day, what do you do? Call Elise to come over and take photos with it, or crack Phoebe over it?
Let me ask you.
Crack Phoebe.
All right, crack your own woman over it. Can I put like a pillow on it and then go to town? I want it to be comfortable for her. You know, like a little pillow on top there?
Yeah, a little round pillow, like a little seat cushion on it.
I don't think you put her on top.
Right.
I think you bend her over. Maybe put one of the breasts. Maybe put one of her breasts inside the cup.
Oh, bigger than a champagne glass,
Jesus,
isn't it?
Christ. Bubba, you're really dissecting every scene of this porno.
I guarantee you that if you could get a hold of every player and they'd be totally honest.
I bet that's been done a lot.
But like, Hedman, what'd you really do?
70%.
Be like, I'll tell you what I did. I screwed my lady over the cup.
Mm-hmm. No way!
Yes, I did. I had her reverse doggy style while I was holding the cup.
I mean, maybe
it's tough to have sex and hold a 38-pound apparatus.
I think a lot of these guys are gentlemen because they're Canadian and they're foreign.
They're heathens. Every hockey guy. The reason why hockey guys appear to be gentlemen in the public is because they're heathens in private. Most athletes are heathens in the public. They don't care, but the Lightning guys and the hockey guys are actually gentlemen.
I think they might.
That means they're heathens at home.
They might bang with the Stanley Cup in the room, and that might be nice to look at while you're banging your lady.
But
I'm
like, who cares about that? You're in the room. Don't bust me up with being in a room. What are you, a voyeur? No, I'm a doer, not a voyeur. I want to do it.
You're actually a voyeur.
And maybe a little bit of both.
Well, maybe I'm both. Yeah. I'm not really a voyeur, I don't think. I don't want people watching me.
I don't want you
to. That's a exhibitionist. You're a voyeur.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Thanks, Doc. Thank you, Doc, for breaking me right down to zero. So that is on our Instagram page. I also put a couple things up on our YouTube page as well, but for just because it's me, they automatically wouldn't monetize me, even though there was no music used. Even though there was, you know, no radio station in the background, just because it's Bubba the Love Sponge driving a grader at my racetrack, instantaneously gets struck.
Well, that is pretty offensive.
Bubba, live on my grader at BRP. Well, that's a real shocking headline now. Certainly one to demonetize.
Were you able to duct tape up that power line?
No, it's a big whodunit. Stop, Blitz. I'm not in the mood for it.
I was just asking.
No, it's bad.
Now, when you ran over that thing, could you have, like, theoretically gotten really severely shocked?
No, because our lighting system is on or off with this big throw switch that we throw. So when the lights aren't on, there's no power going to them. We cut the power off at the pole. We don't send the power to them unless we're racing. So, hey, Anna, how about the article that you sent me yesterday?
This is pretty wild.
You know what? I wouldn't recommend this, but you know the television stations would be clamoring right now to talk to Reagan as the last surviving person.
Oh, Jesus.
What happened here?
All right, so listen.
Yeah.
Reagan
Yeah.
Who this is really sad.
Who is my who obviously is Anna's roommate and who I have a little crush on.
Mm.
And I think deeply, I think deep down this really this article helps me because if this is the losers that she picked, goddamn, I look like Prince Charming.
I was thinking the same thing.
I'm thinking I'm like a fairly normal dude that's got a job.
It's the first thing I thought of yesterday too when Anna
like,
sent
man,
me a story.
Bubba's in.
I go, this looks like God, well, I was trying to think of like Bubba Clooney all of a sudden, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I went from, you know, Bubba Chris Farley to Bubba Clooney with just this, the hack of one
I'm
night.
Sure that was her first thought when I called her about the situation.
So Reagan, who I have a secret little crush on and is Anna's roommate, 29-year-old chick from Ohio, a little cute Midwestern Buckeye Willie, she dated earlier this year.
Yeah, this guy lived with us probably for about like 3 months.
This guy lived with you guys?
Anna, for real? You're worried about the guy with the overalls and yet you had this creep in your house?
Well, listen, when we found out that things weren't right, he wasn't really living with us anymore, so...
So anyway, this is a story out of New York.
No.
This is Bradenton.
Yeah.
Oh, this is Bradenton?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
It just went national.
I was just doing prep for the show, and I stumbled upon this. And every time I see like something crazy in Florida, I like to guess like what county.
Wait a second. Prep for the show? What kind of prep were you doing for the show?
Well, she sends
K-Man.
Dan, stop.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to be a ball buster. I'm not.
All right, Dan Blitz.
She's doing it for the show.
A lot of people contribute.
Okay.
They send stories to Cave.
Okay.
Cave will then figure
okay
out
you,
which.
Dan?
Okay.
Cool.
Dan will then.
So anyways, I like to guess what
Dan's
county.
Dan's mic's been turned off since he can't seem to double dutch in correctly.
That's cool. So I clicked on it. And I was trying to guess.
So, Dan, the protocol, if it's okay with you, is if somebody sees something, they send it to Cave, then Cave determines as to whether it'll be on or not. Perfect.
Okay.
Are you done being a dick, Dan?
Yeah, okay.
Right, Anna, go on.
Yeah, so I click on the story, and I realize I'm like, oh, that's pretty local, like Anna Maria Island. And I'm reading the story, and then I look back at the photo of the guy, and I go, oh, whoa, 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 hold on. I'm like, that's Zach. And then I keep reading, and I recognize the face, the name, the age, everything, the time he was with this woman. And I started shaking really, really, really bad. Okay. And I called Reagan, and I go, first of all, everything's okay, because I looked weird, because I was all shaken up. And
would you like FaceTime her?
I FaceTimed her, okay. And I said, hey, like, everything's cool. Like, we're cool, but
Now, were you visibly upset?
I was just kind of shaken up. Like,
right,
this guy is a murderer, and he was, you know, in
did
the
you
house.
Know, did you know, but, I mean, this is a mugshot of the guy. I mean, did you know that he had any records of anything when he was living with you?
No.
This is a recent mugshot. This is from August.
And, I mean, he was with her up until March, like, of this year.
So, by the way, so for people that listen to the show, this is Marbles.
This is Marbles.
So,
yeah.
Just to reset, for those that listen and don't listen, that
this is...
This is
the guy that Anna was making fun of on the air about how he talks.
I was like, oh, he sounds like he has marbles in his mouth. Well, this is him.
So Anna's roommate, Reagan, dated this guy who killed a woman yesterday in Bradenton.
I think they were found on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, it was a few days ago.
And clear up as recent as March, this guy right here we're talking about was Reagan's boyfriend and lived for a few months with you guys.
I mean, he was over at our house a lot. Like, he was probably spending the night like 5 to 6 days a week. So, pretty much.
Now, so you FaceTime.
I played Monopoly with him. Like, it's wild.
You get the story. You then FaceTime your roommate,
Reagan. Like, I couldn't even read the story. I just read the headline. I identified it was Zach, and I just called her immediately.
And what did you say?
I was just like, you got to see this. You know, I said, everything's okay. Everything's fine. Because the way I was presenting, I didn't look well. And so I flipped the screen around and I had her read the headline. And then I showed her the picture of Zach. And she was, you know,
we affectionately called him Marbles a few times on the air.
Oh, this
we
is were a make, public story.
We
so
were
yeah.
making, no, I'm saying we
oh,
were
yeah,
making
okay.
fun. Before he murdered this woman.
And himself.
And why did he do that? It says after he made threatening comments about woman. What does that mean?
Like, but hold on, let me just say, we have made fun of this guy where he could have possibly heard that we called him Marbles because he sounded like he had marbles in his mouth. We've never painted him in a good light, ever.
Yeah.
And just think if this guy has this type of mentality, well, he'll kill a girl and kill himself. He could have killed us based on us. I mean, we made fun of the guy. Right?
Well, it sounds like it was a crime of passion, so I don't know. But again, you don't know. You don't know. Sure, he could have killed us. He could have killed me. He could have killed Reagan.
Did he ever threaten to do anything?
Yeah.
I want to put it out there right now. Hold on. Before we get into that,
he called the cops.
Before I get into that, I'd like to throw out this. Reagan, if you and I ever do anything, like, I will never, I'll just go away quietly.
Thank you.
You know, I could maybe, probably the worst it would ever be, maybe I could be like, man, you know.
Send her too many texts or something.
Yeah. I've been known to blast a few too many texts,
right.
And you know, maybe I would be a little sad on the radio.
Yeah,
but that's about it. Just saying.
Yeah.
So, she dates him up until March.
Right. It was the week before lockdown. I was very thankful for that.
Oh, so this is.
Like March 10th. It was right around that. Whenever we locked down, it was like a few days before that.
What was your start date here?
The 17th of June.
That's when you started here?
Yeah, first day was June 17th.
The quarantine obviously happened prior to that.
I think March 14th, everything started to shut down.
So what was the protocol as to what you found out as to why you told him to get, or she told him to get lost?
Well, he made some threatening comments.
All right, what'd he say?
That he was going to kill her.
No, for real.
I almost said the F word. I swear to God on my life.
So, upon the break.
That's why it was even more shocking to.
Right.
He followed through on his word. I mean, with somebody else, but.
When your roommate and this guy broke up, he told her. Now, was this prior to the breakup or did that cause the breakup? I'm going to kill you.
Usually
didn't work out too well when you tell a girl you're going to kill her that you end up staying with her.
No, she, you know, he.
I'm going to kill you. I still love you. You can stick around.
Well, he was mentally unwell, obviously, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't manifest until you get to know someone a little bit better. It's not apparent right away. I didn't like him because I didn't feel like any normal adult is going to jump into a relationship and as quickly as, you know. They both did. He was very willing, and all of a sudden, you know, I just met him, and then he was basically at our house all the time. So I thought that was kind of like a red flag, but I just thought, okay, well, maybe he's just a clingy person, whatever. But
if Seth tells me he's going to kill me, I'd be like, whatever, Seth. If Blitz says it, we got issues. I'm leaving town.
Yeah.
Seth goes, Bubba, I hate you. I'm going to kill you, Spongo. I know, Blitz. That's something Seth would blurt out.
You know what I would do?
I'm going to kill you, Spongo.
I'm going to get somebody to kill you, Spongo.
hey, Blitz, can you kill Bubba for me?
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50, plus free shipping by adding the code Bubba. That's BUBBA. That all happens when you go to the newdealshop.com. Again, that's the newdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to the newdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now, and then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, the newdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. So, Anna, like, I know we're kind of, you know.
It's okay.
I know we're joking about this, but I know that.
Is Reagan going to be in therapy for the rest of her life?
I don't know. I don't think she's listening right now, so I think we're okay.
Let me just say this. First of all, is she okay?
Right now she's in Ohio because her best friend's mom passed away, and she's helping her with all the arrangements with that. So she was already, you know, kind of overwhelmed with death.
Does this guy got family that lives? Is this a local guy?
Yeah, I think he's from Winter Haven. I mean, Reagan met his mother and I think sister.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, Bubba. How you doing?
Good. We're right in the middle of something, so if it's not about this, what do you want?
I just want to say that I like the show. I'm out here in California dealing with all the smoke. I'm the guy that ran over a person with the corn harvester before.
Oh.
You remember?
Yeah. Was a guy sleeping in, like, and by the way, I was just in Indiana this past weekend. And they're right in the middle of harvesting. Like, right now is the big harvest time. So every field you see, there's huge combines, you know. How did you run over the guy with the harvester?
It's not really a harvester. It's more of a chopper, cloth 980, where it just gathers up the corn and chops it up and,
So you're driving this corn chopper down the field, picking up corns and chopping it, and there was a dude there?
Yeah, he was he was looking for rabbit food for his rabbit. He was a little slow, and
yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, a guy in a field looking for corn for his rabbits. I mean, those stalks all start looking the same when you've been doing it for a few hours, and I got to think, you know.
He was definitely slower than the corn chatter.
So
yeah,
what
we brought him in, and then it just shot out a big clump of blood onto the truck.
Yum.
So then I thought it was a coyote, so I backed up.
Jesus.
And his shoes were there.
Oh, my feet. God.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Chopped him right down to zero.
So what do you do with that corn?
I don't know that this guy put a girl in a corn chopper, but, you know, thank you for listening to the show, buddy. I got to kind of move on and need to cheer up a little bit.
Do those corn choppers make noise, or are they silent?
No, they're really loud. We had to dump that in the field, Danny, and they had to pick through it.
They had to pull out all the teeth. Did they have to get, I mean, was there anything left, buddy?
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Shoes.
No, there wasn't.
Shoes and teeth.
They played a game called corn or teeth.
Corn or teeth. We only got 32 of these teeth to find.
But there's thousands of kernels of corn.
Corns.
You know how you talk about, like,
now the latest game, Sweeping Nebraska, is corns or teeth. When you run over your buddy that's looking for rabbit food because he's got an IQ of 64, and you need to pick out his 32 bicuspids, we got this new game. Carol Baskin's going to be on it.
He didn't have 32 teeth, I bet.
You're right.
I'm
down to 30.
We got a thing called a kernel processor. It takes the corn kernel and it flattens it and opens it up so the cow digests it.
Mm.
So they don't poop it out like we do.
Mm. So they're saying, come on. A corn processor takes the kernel of corn and, I guess, smashes it so that
it flattens it. Yeah. It opens it up. So
listen, you really took
amazing.
You really took my Anna.
Let's get back
was
to the
rooming
murderer.
With a murderer for 3 months right. story and brought it right down to zero with your corn chopper deal. But thank you for listening to us out of California. Sorry about the wildfires. Got
to
go.
Murder suicide to kernel processing.
All right, so let me, so that I'm not.
This guy's like, I got a murder story for you.
Way to one-up me, asshole.
Shredding him.
So, Anna.
Yeah.
When they broke up, now, when things were good with this guy.
It was like, it was a three-month deal, so it wasn't very long.
Bubba, can we just say, no disrespect to Reagan or even Anna, she seems to be a good judge of character just based off somebody's face. But I mean, this guy looks bad. Like, I know this is a mugshot, but I can't imagine he looked much better when he was hanging out with you guys. I mean, right. Don't you think
he's also not smiling and, you know, everyone's going to look kind of mean.
Did he charm you?
Well, hold on.
No, he was just around a lot, but I honestly thought he was harmless.
This mugshot was from August when, I guess, they got into a fight. Then you can't imagine what we've been
dreamed of, so relax. Murder was the case that they gave. Murder was the case that they gave me. Sorry, I know that made sense.
Was that you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was wondering what was going on.
Weird.
He got arrested in August for, I guess, fighting with her.
I think, yeah, battery.
Do you have any pictures of him around the house?
I'm almost positive that Reagan
does. He told the cop in August if I get charged with this, I'm going to come back and kill her and myself, and I'll slit her throat. Yeah. I don't care. He was telling the cop,
man, this makes me look like, again,
I'm... And his attorney got him off.
Yeah, his attorney went to court and said, oh, he's no threat. You can let him off. And the judge said, oh, you're right. We'll let him off.
And he killed her.
Now, and then he came back and killed her.
Dan, could that be malpractice on an attorney?
No.
How's that malpractice? He did his job.
No.
He went in front of the judge and said he's stable, when indeed he's not.
The judge let him off, too.
Yeah, and so now we have
that kind of liability, Bubba, happens a lot with psychiatrists. If they have a patient that seems unstable or dangerous, and they don't notify the appropriate people, and then that person does something, you know, violent, then yes, the psychiatrist is often liable for that.
Wouldn't you also?
I don't know. I haven't seen a judge sued because they let somebody out that ends up redoing something.
If this was your daughter, Dan, and
A
judge lets this guy out who ends up killing your daughter, wouldn't you be like, really? You guys let him out because he wasn't a detriment to society, and now I have a dead daughter.
But the problem is I would have intervened someplace between when the judge let him out and my daughter got hurt again.
If you read the story, there was, not that this is good, but there was buildup. Like, they were a violent couple. There was a few incidences where the cops were called.
Yeah, if somebody doesn't shoot him first.
They honestly don't. It's really sad. If you read in the story, it says that they don't know even how they died because they said it was just gruesome, just blood
everywhere.
The dad's
the one who found them, too.
Yeah, the girl's dad.
She might have shot him first.
It could have been, but it's just, they think it's a suspected murder.
Authority in Florida are investigating the death of a couple in what is believed to be a murder suicide on Saturday. The bodies of Sabrina Dumdei. Somebody help me with the pronunciation.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Dumdei. Sabrina Dumdei and Zachary Winton found, better known as Marbles.
AKA Marbles.
Zachary Winton, who most recently dated Anna Hummel's roommate, Hot Reagan, who I have a crush on. Man, I look like just a normal dude now.
I did the math, too. So he got in trouble in August here. And in the report, it says that he'd been dating this chick for 6 months. Well, that goes back to March.
Yeah, so he must have.
After Reagan.
Yeah, like he left their house and went right to this.
This is Johnny.
House.
I can't be alone. Johnny Clingy.
Oh,
this
right.
is Johnny Clingy is who it is.
Yeah, 100%.
And you're saying you saw those attributes in the 3 months that they dated. He was just super clingy.
And he would say things and the threats that he made. Again, I'm no expert or anything, but I just thought it was for attention. I just thought, you know, he would said he was going to hurt himself, you know, if she left him. And,
man,
you know,
it might have been a cry for help.
Reagan might really like me because I'm the kind of guy, like, even if I like her a little bit, I may not even text her for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
She may be into that right now.
Yeah, be like, hey, listen, you know, won't you come by like Sunday at noon?
Yeah, so.
And then maybe we'll talk
on Wednesday.
Maybe we'll talk, or maybe, I don't like talking, let's text each other like on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Say hi.
It's just, you know, obviously I'm still kind of freaked out about it because, you know, it was one girl away from this. Like,
well, he threatened.
That should be Reagan's new book, One Girl Away.
God. I mean, he threatened her.
Yeah, we called the cops.
The bodies were found by Dumdei's, whatever this girl's name is. No disrespect. I'm sure I'm butchering your last name.
Well, Anna.
Father.
Good word.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, no pun intended. Found by her father. He went to check on his daughter. And listen, I'm not trying to be a smartass. This is the worst thing that can happen to a parent. And I can't think of anything worse for a parent. So,
but here's the thing.
Because I can't say your last name, I'm not trying to be a smartass. I'm sorry for your loss, Dad. I'm almost makes me want to cry if you put, you know, my son or your daughters in this scenario.
Oh, anything like that happens to anybody in my family, I'm inviting that guy to a deep sea fishing trip. He'll never be seen
all
again.
All expenses paid?
Absolutely.
The bodies were found by your dad after he went over to check on his daughter because he was unable to reach her. Bradenton police believe the couple died in a murder-suicide. However, they have not said who they believe was the killer or how the couple died. But you think, Blitz, that they will be able to forensically...
Oh, of course.
Because of gunpowder residue. They're going to probably be able to...
Or the person on the bottom is the first person that died.
Not necessarily. What if he killed her?
Right, then her blood would be on the bottom, his blood would be on top.
Well, what if he killed her and then walked into another room?
I don't know where the bodies were placed.
His, her blood would be on like him, and his blood wouldn't be on her.
I don't like this game.
Who killed who first?
I don't like. There's a way to tell. There's a definitive way to tell.
They would be able to tell from who has the gunpowder residue on their.
They don't even know if
their...
it was a gun. Like it could have been a knife. We don't know.
Should Dan roll up to the scene and just be like, "Hey, listen, I heard about this story. I'm here to tell you how it all went down."
What is he, Quincy now?
I don't know. Look, I'm a doctor lawyer, and I have no surgeries. Today and I'm here to tell you what happened out of the goodness of my heart.
This
Let
is
me in.
Probably the most gruesome crime scene I've ever worked, said the detective. It's going to be really hard to put together what occurred, what the chronological events
not for
were
Dan.
That led up to the actual deaths, going through the crime scene and photos. I'll try to put something together, but it's going to be a speculation because there is no witnesses of nobody seeing it. Well, the bottom line is I think forensically they'll be able to figure
I'm
it
sure
out.
I'm sure they can figure it out.
Anna's just upset that she played Monopoly with this guy.
Did you really?
Yeah, how friendly were you to this guy?
Not very, and I'm kind of like regretting because I, you know, would give him some dirty looks. I'm like, why are you here again?
Yeah, but
jerk?
These are the kind of weirdos you like to dissect. Like these, you know, like this is almost hot for you. If
what?
You, well, I mean, like
not when they're stuff. Living with me.
You just barely made it. But, so did you it's think, almost euphoric, is it not?
I mean, obviously, when he's threatened to kill you guys, yeah. he was dangerous. But,
and
like, before, but
there was no, he never put a hand on her.
But
on
before
Reagan.
That, did he like seem dangerous at all?
No. He okay. seemed needy. He seemed clingy.
Okay.
I knew that there were some issues there, but I mean, I honestly just thought it was like an attention thing. I thought it was an attachment thing.
But he did tell Reagan he was going to kill her.
Yeah.
And what, he told this lady too.
The cops.
And told the cops that that's what he was going to do. Yeah.
Circumcised or not?
I'm assuming so. I don't know. I don't know if he butchered his penis before he butchered himself, Dan.
Dan's asking as a forensics analyst, because when Dan goes in there, he needs to know what he's looking for.
No, exactly. Dan's just standing it
looking
up.
For,
looking for a missing foreskin.
That's what it was. It was a circumcision gone awry.
Oh, my God.
So, Anna, what was the circumstances of which he told Reagan he was going to kill her? Was it like during the breakup or when they
It was after
fight?
She broke up with him.
So she broke up with him, and in the midst
And I
of
remember
him-
she came out of the room, and she told me what happened. I said, time to call the cops. And this is before. Before everyone hated the cops, so I'm like, yeah, let's call the good guys.
So there is, there is a police report on file, probably.
Yeah, and they talked to us, and then they went and they talked to him, and you know he tried to contact her, and he's like, what the hell, blah blah blah.
What'd you hear?
Right,
why'd
exactly.
Why'd you tell the cops I tried to kill you?
Which makes no sense that the judge let the guy out with you know a past history of 6 months ago, the previous girlfriend, current history with the current girlfriend. I mean, you think the judge would be a little bit stiffer, but they don't want anyone in jail with all the COVID.
Well, I mean, you can't just leave someone in jail.
Sure, you can.
But you can't though.
Yeah. So.
So.
I mean, I think you should be able to.
Anna,
and he tried to contact her a few times. She never
Anna,
answered.
Could you go to the St. Pete PD and get the police report? That will make this story even more sensational.
Shouldn't it be public record?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't see anybody. Nobody
would it be
has
at St. Pete or would it have to go to Bradenton?
No place that I've seen
Lazy
cover this
journalism,
story.
Bubba.
No place that I've seen cover this story, and I have more to talk about, I think shows that there was a prior... They show the prior amongst this guy and the person that is, you know, the girlfriend, but they don't show the prior to the St. Pete.
Wouldn't everything
the
be
Pete
online?
Deal. I don't know.
I'll investigate.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps... It's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to KEEPS.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's KEEPS.com/POTUS. KEEPS.com/POTUS.